Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is August the 30th, 2018. Coming to the close of the summer. Wow. Year flew by. So just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. We're going to get into today's show as quickly as possible. Got a lot of information to disseminate or to talk about with you all. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Got, as our usual, coming to become usual, co-host guest, Keith is in the building. So we're going to jump into today's show. Everyone, please continue to support the Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network and make the donation. All donations are greatly appreciated. You can also support the network by being a part of its social media platform known as BTR Community, where you can actually engage in all of your social media activities in a more holistic way, where your identity won't be data mined and your postings won't be as adversely data mined, because you never know what, you know, anybody is doing with some of the stuff that you post. But still, all in all, it's not open to the public forum as a membership, so there is more measure of protection that's there. But what's for sure is that your identity will never be sold at all to anyone, and you will be able to actually gain from it. So BTR Community is a social media platform that Black Talk Radio Network has put together, and by you being a member, you will be able to support the network as well for only $24 a year. It's an annual fee of only $24 to engage in that, and then you can post within reason things inside of the social media platform. So definitely do that, okay? Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, definitely go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory, and make a purchase. And then there's also the Legacy Wealth Management Seminar that's going to be coming up in September. If you'd like to engage in that, then email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And if you would like to acquire precious metals, then email info@prosperitymint. Had to hurry up because I want to get into today's show. So we're going to get into today's show. Today's show is grasping how the U.S. will Xerox a historical empire death spiral. Indebtedness entails omission. Indebtedness entails omission. And that goes for any person. Very, very, very important. So definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. But before we get into what's in the news, my man Scotty, there was a great article. I think it was 21CRM and Scotty had posted from NPR News. And I'm going to let Scotty, if he's still there, let me check the board to see if Scotty is still there. And Scotty always is there. Yeah, there he is. Scotty, go ahead. Let's talk about this, because I think it's really, really important. And big ups to Strategic Melanin. Totally agree with what you said about the article in 21CRM from my memory. What's up, my brother? I know who it is. Just want to say what's up. But Scotty, if you would like to lay this out, let's definitely talk about this, and then we'll get into what's in the news in today's show, because it's very, very important. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, let me say this, though. Yeah, the Blaze is ran by Glenn Beck, but information is either true or it's not, and you can verify that information. You can use other sources, because the Blaze is simply citing the study that National Public Radio. Oftentimes, you know, this is not to criticize anyone, it's just a statement of fact that we allow ourselves to be put into political camps, and we identify certain publications as being left wing or right wing, and if it comes from a source that has an ideology that's opposite of ours, then we want to question that source instead of just simply ascertaining what's fact and then what's propaganda. You know, of course they may add their opinions or whatnot, but check the facts and see if you can find other sources, because, you know, in journalism, a good journalist or a publication, they will cite their sources. And, well, again, I just can't make, you know, statements, broad statements like that. You can cite sources and still be full of, you know what. But to find out if something is true, see if anybody else is reporting the same thing and see if they citing the same sources, and then try to find those sources yourself. So it's a process. So don't automatically dismiss something just because it comes from Fox News, or don't dismiss it because it comes from NPR or wherever.
Right, Scotty.
You have to do your own research to ascertain the facts so that you're not falling for stuff. But this seems to be based on facts more than the headline NPR, which the Blaze is telling you right off the bat. The NPR did this study. More than 2/3 of school shootings reported to the feds in 2015 and 16 never happened. Okay, we're getting some feedback. I'm gonna mute the caller. We got 4-6.
I'm gonna do it. I got it.
I just muted them.
Okay.
Because I was getting feedback. Yeah, where is that coming from, Dave?
That was Keith's. You muted him, and I was going to mute him too. But go ahead, Scott.
Okay. So it says National Public Radio uncovered deeply flawed data published by the U.S. Department of Education following an investigation that found that more than 2/3. That's big right there. That's a big. That's not
that's
half.
That's huge.
That's not half. That's not a quarter. That's over half. That's 2/3 of school shootings reported to the authorities during one school year did not actually occur. So what NPR did was they took this report from the U.S. Department of Education, and then they just called the schools to verify the information, and over 2/3 of them could not verify the information. The shootings didn't happen.
Over 2/3 could mean up to 75%.
Yes, that's
75%.
That's up to
75%. Scotty, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is being used and hyped up by certain elements of the media to suggest that we need to do something about all this gun violence. And I agree, we do need to do something about gun violence, but what are you talking about doing, though? You know, I asked one of them Parkland students that question. He was saying, we need to do something, you know, after this shooting at the bar.
Yep.
By this guy. And I'm saying, okay, I agree, we need to do something with you know, the violence that's happening in this society. You know, it's way too much that I care for. But what do you want to do about it? Because I don't want to live in a nation where only slave catchers and agents of the states are the only ones with firearms, or criminals for that matter. Okay? So this has been, and look, this ain't no mistake. It ain't like, oh, I mistakenly told the feds or told the Department of Education something happened that didn't really happen. Okay? That's no mistake. If something didn't happen and you reported that something did happen, you lied. And I feel like this is a concerted effort to push that gun control agenda down our throats, using the specter of little children getting killed. And yes, some of these shootings have happened in schools. And I ain't on that Alex Jones crap about, oh, these are crisis actors and these parents don't even have children and all of that. No, I'm not talking about that. But here's some hard data that says that when they tried to verify the reported shootings at schools, that two-thirds of the shootings never happened. That's all, Dave.
And it's critical. Read the article. I will repost it inside of today's show as well. It's posted throughout the BTR community. And just so you all, I made a mistake, and I knew this. BTR does not data mine. So so you all know. That was the first time. I'm glad Scotty said, hey, Dave, we don't do that. I said, right, that's right. I know that. And so my mistake there. But what's so significant about this is that, yes, I'm definitely for gun control, but I want to make sure that that criminals aren't the ones with the guns. And the criminals are, if you really look at it, the criminals are the government agencies, first and foremost. They're the real serial killers that go around. And until they're disarmed, then you'll never have no actual form of true gun control. We need to get rid of the biggest ones, the ones that use it the most, the ones that use it at every turn, the ones that have the criminal element, because most people think the criminal element is what the government says the criminal element is by violation of their laws. No, the real criminal element is the ones that's creating the laws that they don't have to obey. That's the true criminal element. And this goes to show that, which we already knew, as Strategic Melanin said, this just verifies what we already knew to be true. Two-thirds could be up to 75%. Up to 75%, because it says two-thirds or more. More than two-thirds. So more than two-thirds. Two-thirds would be 66%. So pretty much all of them. And then what is the other ones that they're doing? And the other ones are probably being where a child may have bought a BB gun to school or some other things. It's completely distorted because there is an agenda, and this is actually perpetuating the conspiracy agenda that we all should know that is really happening. You know, this stuff isn't organic, is not being used for as a form of an acts of terrorism to gain political and economic positioning. That's what terrorism is. So this article is extremely important, and thanks to all that put it in there. And like Scotty said, so true. When there's a story, you try to definitely, anything you put, you want to source the input that you're getting in. Any true journalist, I've never been to journalism school, but you definitely want to refer to all of your sources and have a critical look at it so that you can vet the information. Yes, some things will be wrong. You will make mistakes, but if your overall intentions are correct, it will bear that out.
Hey,
so,
hey, Dave.
Very, very important. Yes.
I had to step out while you were speaking, man. I don't know if you covered this, but this thought occurred across my mind as I was reading other articles today that was saying in some of the states that the teachers are going to be armed, and then I read another article where tens of millions of dollars have been spent to beef up school security based off of fake news. I'm sorry, but that's what it is.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And that's where I was, is where we were going with it, Scotty. Exactly. Because this is a conspiracy agenda. And what I really liken it to, Scotty, like you said, you know, I don't want the criminals having the overall firearms. And if we really look at who the true criminals are the ones that are so-called making the laws that they don't have to obey. And until you deal with that criminal, I'm telling you that the overall street criminal will always pale in comparison as a threat to you. It's the organized criminal that kills generations. That's the one that should be all of the emphasis and all of the energy should be moving to nullify their influence and their ability and their capabilities. Is that going to be popular with them? Absolutely not, because they are not about any form of, they're about their form of justice. They're not about any form of benevolent justice or liberty. They're about control. Controlling you. And how do they control? By violence. The violence of the economy and the physical force of violence. That's who this and what subjugation is all about. And this is just another form of the conspiracy agenda to subjugate all of the human species. So very, very important. Great. Yeah, we will definitely have to get into this one as well at some time. So today's show is grasping how the U.S. will Xerox a historic empire death spiral. Indebtedness entails omission. Very important show for today. Just would like for you to get into the show. If you give us a call, 704-802-5056, we're going to go through what's in the news and jump right into some of into the show itself. Okay, here we go. First article I posted from Reuters. U.S. Syria security officials meet in Damascus. And I definitely think that overall meeting was a deal to take, or it was really probably more of a line of an ultimatum. And the ultimatum was probably the use of force by the U.S. and its so-called allies, but Syria already knows. You don't have no allies, and your force means nothing. But we'll hear you out. So don't know if that exactly would happen, but in likelihood, that's probably what happened. I anticipate that the overall Syrian corridor of the planet will ratchet back up in a very, very violent way. Actually, there is military movement that's going on there. Russia and Syria is actually making pushes to remove Syria of some of the outside rebels that's been funded by the so-called superpower known as the Corporation of the United States. So their overall influence is weaning there, and they're actually making the push. And I anticipate, as the Russians and Syrians do, some things happening. Who knows? The Russians and the Syrians may actually use that as an opportunity to do something to blame the U.S. because the rest of the world is ready for that. It's the same thing with the school shooting thing. And see, this is a false flag by things not happening, because they're actually propagandizing and they're actually using the threats and the force and the fear of tactics to gain a political stronghold. That's terrorism. So it goes in many different ways. Next article I got from NBC, critical article, in my opinion. This was from Nothing But Criminal News. Many of you and others will commonly refer to it as NBC News. In closed door meeting, celebrity figurehead Trump warned Christian leaders of violence if the GOP loses. In a closed door meeting with evangelical leaders Monday, celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump repeatedly his debunked claims that he had gotten rid of a law forbidding churches and charitable organizations from endorsing political candidates. So check out that article. We'll check out some of that. Very, very important. And what was said in there is critical. Evangelical leaders. Next article I got from Business Insider. Celebrity figurehead Trump says U.S. South Korean war games will be far bigger than ever before if he decides to restart the exercises. The Korean Peninsula will be reactivated. Next article, this comes from Lying Like a Fox News, commonly referred to as Fox News. Chinese company reportedly hacked Clinton's server, got copies of every email in real time. And I'm going to tell you why I posted that. Significant, because here's the setup for the overall sanctions and war against China. Next article, huge article. Macron says possible to envisage new common EU-Russian defense architecture. Huge. Celebrity figurehead French President Emmanuel Macron has held talks with his Finnish counterpart discussing a number of issues, including strategical relationships in terms of cyberspace, in terms of defense of strategic partnership. It is possible, in fact, to envision terms of new common architecture between the European Union and Russia, Macron said at the joint press conference with his Finnish counterpart. Huge. Hopefully we'll be able to tie this into what's happening. Basically, what France just admitted is that they've left NATO with Germany, and they've established military partnership for defense with Russia. And who do you think that they've established that for? This is a huge, major indicator of what's to come. They've decided on which side of World War III that they're going to be standing on, and which side of global nuclear war one that they will be supporting, and who it will be against. And they will be not an ally, but an accuser and an aggressor and an enemy and attacker of the Corporation of the United States, right here in front of you. And it is all unfolding. You know, 50 years or 100 years from now, people will somewhat may know about this, and they'll look back on it, and they'll look back on this as, yeah, the rest of the world had to get rid of the United States, not knowing that you never did get rid of the United States. They just had to reestablish it somewhere else under a different name, under a different organization, under a different corporation, under a different government. But it's never left until the people side, we're no longer going to be playing these games. So important. Next article. Got this one from Business Insider. Trump reportedly promised Kim Jong-un he signed a declaration ending the Korean War. He didn't, and now North Korea is furious, reneging on the deals and the treaties. This is why that so-called NAFTA thing with the new NAFTA, or the new NAFTA that they're going to establish with Mexico, I think that was the real reason why it was put together, so that it would be a big renege, so that the rest of the world can say we're getting tired of them. The U.S. reneging on overall treaties and agreements with Iran, with North Korea, now with Mexico, now with the EU, now with Canada, now here. This is the purge. And the narcissistic celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, is the perfect personality for that. Wasn't elected, was definitely selected.
Hey, Dave.
So check out. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, going back to his earlier comments about violence if the Republicans lose, that's the setup right there. You're instigating, just like his lawyer was doing last week. Giuliani was saying this type of stuff last week. This is planting the seeds of insurrection and instability. And you can be out here unarmed without the means to defend yourself all you want to, but you're just gonna be easy prey if these idiots fall for this crap, and if you know the political winds don't blow the way they think it should blow, they're gonna go out here and commit violence as if they already ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Right, Scotty. And be provocateurs to actually get that momentum moving. to get that agenda, as you said with Giuliani, you hit it last week with the codified language, more codified language, because this codified language is actually giving a green light towards that actual violence happening, because they're going to, this is instigating that overall. You know, last week we talked about, remember when we were kids, the people when we were younger kids, because some of the young people, y'all don't know that about this, but some of the older listeners from somewhere between 40 and older, you remember when someone was trying to instigate a fight in the playground or in the backyards or in the streets or in the neighborhood, they put a stick on somebody's shoulder and tell the other person to knock it off. It's always that instigator. Because they're going to gain from, they're going to see who wins the fight, and that's what they decided they're going to put their hand on the shoulder of. So this is huge. It's codified language to start this. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Global Research. And it says, Washington's silent weapons for not so silent wars, a world full of dollars. This will be part of part two of today's show for tomorrow. Very, very important. So check out that article. Next article, got this one from RT International, which stands for Russia Today International. Pennsylvania's AG, Attorney General, says the Vatican helped concealed abuse of over 1,000 children. You think it's just 1,000 children? Boy, in my opinion, it was all of the children that they had under their overall stewardship is what probably that was violated. And if anything, it's probably just a small percentage that wasn't. So check out that article. Why is that significant? Because it goes a lot along with a lot of these overall ritual organizations and institutions that mean the general human species no good at all. They are not who they proclaim to be. But we buy the story anyhow. We need to stop doing that. Here, another huge story that goes along with the Clinton email. This one's from Sputnik News. Beijing not surprised by U.S. blaming China for hacking Clinton's email. Here's the significance of this one. So important. But let me read this real quick, just the quick news skit. The Chinese foreign minister said on Wednesday, yesterday, that there was nothing unusual about the United States accusing Beijing of hacking the emails of former U.S. celebrity figurehead Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. China opposes any type of cyber attacks. We believe that the international community should continue its efforts. Here's why that's so important. The overall cyberspace will give the overall authorization to use military and nuclear force against countries. There is going to be major cyber attacks this coming. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to be coming relatively soon in a very significant way. Because the death of the empire is at hand. So check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider. Mattis hypes up looming chemical weapons attack in Syria. That goes along with the overall, the security officials meeting in Damascus. Because the Russians and Syrians are making headway in getting rid of all of the, in my opinion, all of the U.S. proxy war militants or mercenaries, getting them out of the country. So what's going to happen? Probably destabilize that to say that, hey, they used chemical weapons and now we need to do what we did in April and re-engage Syria in a more direct, heavier-handed way. There goes the overall spread of World War III. The Russians, the Germans, and the French know what's going on. And they don't be surprised if all of a sudden Germany didn't participate in the last overall sorties against Syria. The French did, but watch what happens the next time. I don't think the French will. Or it's just a matter of time before the French say, hey, we just found this out about you guys, but they already knew it. And so this gives us plausible deniability and allows us to remove ourselves because of that overall global scrutiny. And they'll say, oh, we didn't know. that we're not going to support this. France cannot support this. It is happening. Next article, got this one from RT International as well. U.S. and allies could have, it comes from RT International. U.S. and allies can have missiles ready to strike Syria within 24 hours, the Russian foreign minister said. And that is because that area is right now, there's a lot of war games that are being played and actually strategized in the Korean Peninsula, the South Sea of China, and in the Baltic states and the Middle East and Eastern Europe. And the ones that are really, really concerning is what's happening in Russia with China, with their with one of the largest military operations. But it seems that it's more than just that. It's moving equipment and personnel into place so that when at the appropriate time, when the next false flag or the next incident happens and it spreads and has contagion everywhere, that strategic assets will already be in place to respond. So definitely not a good thing. Next article I got from oilprice.com, Mexico's dramatic energy reform. Why? Has a lot to do with what's going to be happening. Mexico is a critical resource nation, resource heavy nation. They have three times the overall natural resources that the U.S. does. So they are a major player, even though many don't think that they are. And they are one of the gems of the new economy. So critical there. Next article from Sputnik News, Iran to take measures if states break into international laws in the Strait of Hormuz, official said. Iran to take measures if states break international law, talking about the United States. Iran to take measures if the United States breaks international laws in the Strait of Hormuz. And this area has already been said that the overall Saudis have already said if Iran invokes itself anywhere in the Straits of Hormuz, it gives them the overall the overall authority to protect that overall Strait of Hormuz militarily, meaning that they will attack Iran. Why is this all happening? It's going to be the countermeasures in the setup. Next article, very, very important article. We got this one from oilprice.com. Iranians are turning to the U.S. dollar to offset sanctions. And that's going to go into today's show and why that's so important. So Iranians are turning to U.S. dollars to offset sanctions. Very, very important. And a new development that must be hard to stomach for some of the political elite in Tehran, many Iranians are turning to the U.S. dollar to offset the impact of sanctions and the faltering economy, the Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday. Very important, because this is going to be a part of our show, and you'll see why it's not what you think. It's really going to be about what you know. And there is a setup that's being placed here, and you need to know what that is and how that works. And it is really a part of, you know, we have to take a look at, envision how this whole thing is going to come about. So check out that article. Next article from RT International. BRICS banks receive top investment grade rating from S&P, Standard & Poor's. The big three global credit agencies, Standard & Poor's, S&P's, has assigned a AA+ long-term and A1+ short-term issuer rating with a stable outlook with the BRICS New Development Bank, NDB. The BRICS New Development Bank. The AA+ is the rating agency's second highest rating, behind only a AAA rating. Why is this significant? Because the BRIC nations is all about the demise of the U.S. economic hegemony globally. The rest of the world will be moving in that direction. The new economy, y'all, debt from debt to asset. Next article from Washington Post. U.S. is denying passports to Americans along the border, throwing their citizenship into question. Check out that article as well. Excuse me. Let me see. I think that's it for what's in the news. Yes, that was it for what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up Just need to reset this so we can get into today's show. Grasping how. We need to grasp. We need to take a real thoughtful look at how the U.S. will Xerox a historical empire death spiral, meaning we need to take a look at how the U.S. will copy the other empires that the historical empires fall or death spiral. Because indebtedness entails omission. And when I put indebtedness entails omission, it doesn't matter if the U.S. is in debt, a corporation is in debt, an institution is in debt, sovereign government is in debt, a tribe is in debt, an individual is in debt, a community is in debt. When your indebtedness leads to omission, and it's not just in man's economy that is a overall proven true. One of the basic economic fundamental truths or foundations is that if you have more liabilities than you have assets, you are bankrupt. But that's not only that, the overall man's economy copied that from the ecosystem. Indebtedness means that you are omitted. Basically this, indebtedness means this: when you have more liabilities than assets, basically when you have more debt than money, no money, no sustainability, you go extinct. The omission is actually the spirit of the law. But man, would they know the power of that? So what did they try to do? They try to imitate that. They try to copy that. They try to counterfeit that. They try to move that into their control, and they created the overall man's economy. And it still follows that principle. And this is how they're able to nullify prosperity through indebtedness. And I want to show you just some of the ways and give you an idea so that you can grasp how this is going to affect the fallen empire, the death spiral of the U.S. empire. It's going to copy the ones that have fallen in the past, but I think it's going to do that in a much profound, in a much larger, and on a bigger scale than any of them before, because the indebtedness is far worse. So that means the omission will be even greater. And I think that's very important for us to look at that so we can protect ourselves. And then not only that, seize on the opportunities from that so that we can regain some of the prosperity that has been lost or omitted through debt servitude. And that is what I really want to, and there's a couple of articles that are going to help us out in that, that's here, that I want to definitely take a look at. And it is the French one and the one that we posted from oil price on the Iranians turning to U.S. dollars. But before we do that, there was an article that I posted yesterday, and that article was posted under yesterday's show. Oops, let me just get to yesterday's show. And it was a Reuters article. And bear with me. And this Reuters article was about Venezuela. And Venezuela gives us a glimpse as to what we really could expect, and gives us a small outlook of what's happening and how that could look going forward. And we definitely want to take a look at that. The actual article, and I hope you all was able to pick it up and see it. And this article actually laid out some things that, you know, sometimes for us, because we've been actually domesticated to only use our five senses. Sometimes, and this is why movies are so influential on people, because once, you know, they have this show me mentality. If I can't see it, I don't believe it. And that's a very, I don't think that that's a very reliable way to discern much of anything, because you could have lying eyes. There can be, you know, the key to magic is not to trick you, make you believe. There can be an illusion. But this article, but before I say it, it can be an illusion, but I'm sorry, I jumped back and forth. It can be an illusion because someone else is trying to influence your belief system and get you to execute your free will to their best benefit. When the most perfect form of discernment is our overall ability to discern things spiritually. It's better than using the five senses. The spiritual sense supersedes them all, combined. So there's an article that Reuters had. It says, and it's the wider image. And it says, Venezuelans rush to shop before monetary overhaul. And I want to get into this. And it's an article that you all should, if you could look it up. If you don't have access to BTR, well, then you can definitely pay $24 a year to become a member, and you can see this article for yourself. Just hit it, and it's right there inside of Tando Radio Show's page for yesterday's show, the first one. But if you need to, if you have access to the internet, just go, and I want you to put in widerimage.reuters.com. /story/Venezuelans rush to shop before monetary overhaul. Or just put Reuters, Venezuelans rush to shop before monetary overhaul, so you can see this story and follow along. Very important. So in this story, the very first image is out of Venezuela. And if you notice, it's a Venezuelan store, and it looks as if it's a Venezuela grocery store or a small market. And if you look, all of the shelves are bare. That's what it appears to be. I'm not saying I didn't take the picture, but that what it appears to be. But the first picture has probably $300 stacks of the Venezuelan $1,000 bills. And it's so masterful. I mean, the overall cash there, if this was just in U.S. $100 bills, this would probably be 1.3 million dollars in cash. And it has a picture of one whole chicken, symbolizing you have to give up all of this cash for this one chicken. See, the thing is that in Venezuela, they no longer need to count the overall currency to acquire food, acquire some of the essentials of life. They got to weigh it. They won't have time to count this at a register for a whole chicken. Well, they may have time because not many, very many people are going to be able to buy chicken, so they may be able to count it out. But you can see this is an important visionary aid as to what's going to happen here in the U.S. And I would say to this, if you could see this picture, what it probably will look like for the U.S. is that it would be this stack plus the shelves behind us, the four shelves that are there will be full of cash, and from the floor to the all the way to the back will be the cash that will be necessary to buy one whole chicken in the U.S. because the U.S. dollar will lose all of its purchasing power, meaning you'll have to have more dollars in order to get the overall underlying asset. And believe me, your wages will not reflect the hyperinflation. You won't get paid anything more. And if you look at this, it's quite shocking, but it's the truth. And the reason why it will be so much worse for the U.S. because the indebtedness of the U.S. is far greater than Venezuela. The indebtedness entails all of the assets that the U.S. has is already mortgaged. The asset has been converted into debt instead of the debt converting into assets. The assets are actually been mortgaged. And the best way to put that word, and if you know that word, it means unto death. It basically means financial death. The asset has the financial asset has now been cancerized with death. And that overall cancer is only going to continue to grow and thrive until it totally destroys its host by eating it, by consuming it to death. So the U.S. may have assets, but they all have been indebted, been placed under mortgage. So now they are what? Liabilities, collateralized liability that can go into receivership because they can't pay anymore, meaning you're going to lose those assets because they're mortgaged unto death. Morgue, mortgage, no different. The mortician maker, known as the banker, no different. So, this has, let's take a look at this. And this was from, think about earlier this month, late last month. Jittery Venezuelans on Friday rushed to shop and form lines in preparation for a new monetary overhaul that will remove 50 from the price in response to hyperinflation that made cash increasingly worthless. That statement is so important. Hyperinflation makes cash increasingly worthless. That's what you need to be preparing for, because we've been taught to be so addicted to cash. And because of that, that addiction that we have, they're going to cut off the fix, and the overall withdrawals from that are going to cause the body to go into a violent withdrawal. And economically, we won't survive it. That's why it's so important that you do take the necessary precautions and measures to protect yourself from it. Very, very important. The article goes on. Shoppers sought to ensure their homes were stocked with food before the measures decreed by celebrity figurehead President Nicolas Maduro takes effect on Monday, on concerns that confusion among merchants and overtaxed banking system could make commerce impossible. That is another critical thing. That's what's going to happen here. An overtax, but it's not going to just be overtaxed. It's going to be overtaxed and hacked. Banking system is going to make commerce impossible for the everyday person here. The merchants will not stop doing business, but they will only do business with those that have assets and resources. The goods will still be there, but they will be unobtainable by the common person, because it's the common person's economy that they're going to collapse, because they created it and they benefit from that overall divestment. And then the next image has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tomatoes. And it has roughly probably about, probably somewhere around, if this was in $100 bills, the stack would probably be somewhere around $600,000-$700,000. Let me see, wait. Yep, about $600,000-$700,000 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tomatoes. So roughly about $100,000 for each tomato. Which that in and I've done some of the math on how this conversion, when the U.S. converts its, I mean, transfers its currency or backs its currency by gold and silver, what that conversion rate would be. I've done the math on it, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even tell you what the number is. It's so huge. To put it to you this way, it doesn't matter how much cash you you have, it won't be enough. It won't be accepted. It won't give you any form of leverage. You could have so much. Oh, and the overall pretty good estimation it said is 500,000 of the Venezuelan currency that's there. So he has tomatoes. And it's about, if this was U.S. dollars, it would be about equivalent, if it was one-to-one, about $100,000 for one tomato. In my estimations, from what things are going to be doing with resources and that, and you need to know this now so you can acquire the resources, because that's going to give you leverage going forward, that would equate to here, from what I can see happening, is probably going to be one tomato could actually be in the upwards of $4 million. And people are saying, no, it can't happen. It's happened every time, because you're hoping and you're banking on worthlessness. The cash has no value at all, so it's already there. It's just that right now someone will accept that exchange at which you can believe. But the agenda, the conspiracy agenda, the conspiracy agenda is to get it to where you won't be able to. It will be in upwards of hyperinflation. There's a reason why they put the word hyperinflation in, because they intend on using it. Is there as a tool because they actually plan on instituting it, having it work against you. Doesn't matter if you don't think it's going to happen. It has already happened. And the thing about it, because we're so unable to discern things spiritually, our lying eyes tell us that it's not happening, when our lying eyes are doing just that. It is already happening. And it's happening to you. Article says inflation hit 82,700% in July as the country's social economy model continues to unravel, meaning purchasing of basic items such as a bar of soap or a kilo of tomatoes require piles of cash that is often difficult to obtain. What I love about this, that one paragraph is this, is they don't say a pile of money, because there is no money that's there other than the tomato. They called it correctly. It's cash, it's currency. See, your cash and your currency that many of us have been indoctrinated in school to call money, this is how you get fool's gold. Because cash, calling it money, is fool's gold. It's not money. And it's really foolishly ignorant to think that it is, that it will give you the protection that money can give. It won't. Never has, never will. Even if it's backed by gold, because it's still a currency. The only thing that's real money is what the great creator has made. Not man's counterfeit and substitution. But I love in this one they called requires piles of cash that is often difficult to obtain. Just want you to think about how difficult it is for you to obtain cash now. You won't have a problem obtaining cash in the future because the cash will be everywhere. It'll be just be lying on the streets, will be littered in cash. See that that is a overall counterfeit of what some biblical references are. The streets will be lined with cash and nobody will bend up to pick it up because it will be won't be worth anything. It is not going to be a problem that you have in cash, but what happens is this: the problem will be is that no one, you won't be able to acquire anything that you need for the cash that you have. It won't be enough. You won't just need piles of it, you'll need truckloads and truck bedloads of it. You'll need a whole car trunk full of it. You'll need a whole car full of it to just to acquire a few things. And where are you going to be able to outpace inflation? What overall job, what overall business is going to allow you to outpace inflation? If it's not a overall business that's asset based, you will never be able to outpace inflation. Because inflation can never outpace or catch or surpass money. So inflation is trying to catch money, while the individuals that use cash are actually trying to catch the cash that's chasing the money. Meaning you're always behind, can never catch up. The article continues. But when we come back, we're going to come back and then see that it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to expand on this a little bit more. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're looking at why, you know, really how we should be grasping how this thing is going to be turning out for the U.S. and take the necessary measures. It hasn't happened on the grand scale as where Venezuela is. We're not there yet. Thank goodness we aren't there. But I'm going to tell you, we are closer to it today than we were yesterday. And it's only a matter of time before that happens. Take this time, take these moments in eternity to position and prepare yourself and your family and the overall community for that to happen, because it is unstoppable. It is going to happen. And the overall momentum to stop or change that will probably only come after it happens, because it's too late to stop it now. We're going to have to catch it at its next weakest point. Its next weakest point is once they invoke it, there will become a window of opportunity now to do what? To totally nullify their whole system. Hopefully, we will have the fortitude to do just that. That requires on you having the fortitude to prepare now. Not to be scared, but to be prepared. Because the only people that will have the overall fortitude to go in a different direction other than what has caused the problems is those individuals that do not resonate with the same problem makers. You have to excuse yourself. You have to walk out. You have to walk away. You have to run. You have to go back to what's true. And that's the ecosystem, the spirit of the law, absent of the letter of the law. The article continues, and we're reading an article from Reuters about how the Venezuelan people were rushing to shops before the monetary overhaul. That has already happened in the overall. You can't even put a number on the hyperinflation. They say it's almost a million, this and that. It's so much worse than that. Because someone is benefiting from that. So, article continues. I came to buy vegetables, but I'm leaving because I'm not going to wait in this line, says Alice Ramirez, a 38 business administrator, leaving a supermarket in the western city of Maracaibo. People are going crazy, she said. The next article shows a roll of toilet paper, and it looks like it may be a stack of cash that is probably somewhere around $125,000, $130,000. If it was equivalent to one-to-one, the U.S. dollar would be probably about $130,000 for one roll of toilet paper. And now one of the things that I can see more in this article is that it is definitely a supermarket, because in the background you can see the milk. And I can see maybe a couple of gallons of milk in the refrigerator. So they have milk. See, the shelves are bare, but they still have some things that are there. But see, the thing is that the general population, the people can't afford to buy those things or acquire those things. The article goes on. The change appears unlikely to generate the chaos of December of 2016, when the president removed the largest note into circulation without providing a replacement for it. That led to the protesting, looting, hundreds and hundreds of arrests, as the country was effectively left without legal tender. Left without legal tender. See, the word legal means the letter of the law, man's law. Tender means cash, what they have deemed as being acceptable as a medium of exchange. Traffic lights in the capital city of Caracas on Fridays at, traffic lights in the capital of Caracas on Friday as shoppers hunkered down ahead of the overhaul. Traffic was light in the capital of Caracas on Fridays as shopkeepers hunkered down ahead of the overhaul. Major cities around the country looked as if they were at a national holiday. Maduro, who has said the country is the victim of economic war led by adversaries, who do you think the adversary is? It's the U.S., said the measures would bring economic stability to the struggling OPEC nation. He criticized, his critics have said that the move is little more than an accounting maneuver that would do nothing to slow the soaring prices. They blame inflation on false social policies and indiscriminate money printing. Because of the many transactions that had now happened via debit cards and over point of sales terminals, many worry that the change which banking institutional leaders have said will carry out too quickly could collapse the financial network. And then it has a picture of probably 2.5 pounds of meat, beef, and the stack is probably somewhere in the realm of $6-7 million, maybe more, maybe 10, maybe even 15 million, saying that that's what it cost. Oh, so it was 9.5, so it was 1-to-1, would be about $9.5 million for 2 pounds of meat, of beef. And this is, I wanted to show this because to get you to see how the overall economic system, how it collapses on the people and how it actually disenfranchises and how it takes everything away. You won't be able to work enough hours. You won't be able to get paid enough cash. You won't have enough of their legal tender to maintain your quality of life and standard of living. This is why it's so important to prepare for that before that happens, so that when it does happen, you'll have the overall means to withstand, but not only that, but the means to build and to take that wealth transfer and to now create prosperity gains for you, your family, and the overall community. Very, very important. I see my man Scotty has his the mic open. Let me go to Scotty real quick. Scotty, did you have a comment you wanted to?
Oh, my bad. My bad. I just forgot to mute myself.
Okay. So, very, very important. Now, here's how this plays out for today. We can see that from the Venezuelan crisis, you can see in picture what it costs to get some of the basic necessities. They have rice that's there. They have beef that's there. They have carrots that are there. They have baby wipes that are there. They have cheese that's there. They have a bar of soap that's there. And they have spaghetti that's there. And all of these, and they have the overall corresponding cash. In order to get those items, how much cash you would need to have to get it. And any time we move and we have indebtedness, our overall indebtedness entails omission. And what we omit and what's being taken from us is our natural talents, abilities, and our intrinsic value that the great creator has placed in us as being priceless and sustainable. That is omitted, and it's actually stolen by indebtedness. And it's not only a man's economic fundamental rule, it is also a spiritual fundamental rule. Whenever you become indebted to something, your sovereignty, your self-determination, your sustainability, your prosperity, you lose it. You lose it. And this is why it's so important for us to stop losing. Because if we continue to play this economic game, we will always lose. The house never loses. It's rigged. It's a casino. It's a stock market. It's a bond market. It's a Forex market. It's a commodities market. It's a man's market. See, we've gone to man's market to eat. We've gone to man's supermarket for the assets of food, and we've gone to man's economy market, economic markets, to be able to have the overall legal tender to get the food. Because we went into the market and we walked away. When you walk into the market, you walk into the market indebted. We need to walk away from the market and sustain ourselves in the ecosystem. The great creator has never created a market. Man has. Nor not one supermarket. Not one bond market. Not one equity market, not one currency market, not one commodities market. Man. And all of those markets were put into place so that the supermarket will always fail you. That's why it's known as the supermarket, because that's when all the correlation and the energy from all the other markets is ultimately able to steal all of your energy, talents, and ability and your free will. We've never ever looked at it that way, but it's right in front of us. That's why it's called the supermarket. And we have to stop losing everything and accepting nothing in return. And I know there'll be some of the high celebrity profile economists that are receiving sponsorship from the very markets and institutions that blow the winds of subjugation and enslavement. They'll tell you otherwise, and you'll think that you can listen to them and gain anything. The people of Venezuela thought the same thing, but they realized they just got a real harsh, some real harsh economic truths that they have to live by, because they allowed the overall letter of the law to remain prudently in front of the spirit of the law and preferred, and they're getting fleeced because it's through the ignorance and the deception and the overall subjugation and the overall schooled indoctrination that we get taught at every level of higher learning, because there is no such thing when it comes to them. All of their schooling is a necessity to create the overall market. Without the overall schooling, without the reinforcement of the home to uphold the overall indebtedness, you can't get one lion and tiger to pick up a book bag, put books in it, and go sit in school. You first have to capture them. And there's no difference between the lion and you. You first had to be captured in order to be domesticated.
Hey, Dave.
And I want to... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying, man. They turned these schools into armed indoctrination camps. You know, the world,
right.
The world media is finally acknowledging that slavery was never abolished because of these national prison strikes. This is being published in major publications that I'm quite shocked are even, you know, bringing up the 13th Amendment and repeating what we've been saying since 2013.
Since being on air.
On New Abolitionist Radio. But that just shows you the power of the truth, telling people the truth, and being consistent with your message and pushing your propaganda out there to counter theirs. But going back to that story, when you just, you know, mentioned the schools and the kids in their backpacks, the children in their backpacks, I was just thinking about that fake story again about all these school shootings and people buying, capitalizing to make money off of so-called bulletproof backpacks. Well, what if they don't shoot you in the back? Well, they shoot you in the front. You know, what, man, please.
Right. I didn't even, you're right. I totally forgot about the bulletproof backpack. And we are enhancing the overall causes of our demise. We're not curing anything. We have health care. We're caring for what's ailing us. And this is why I say that no one dies of natural causes now. They're all summarily murdered. We got health care that's taking care of what's ailing us because we don't have any health cures. Nothing is getting cured. Man, I didn't even really think about that, Scott. You're right, those backpacks. Big up, Sister Strategic Melanin. Good to see you, sister. So check this out. Did you see the bulletproof vest for students? Yeah, I did. And oh my goodness, this is health care, because not only they give us bulletproof vests for our students, but they so-called give us bulletproof vests for the all of the man-made diseases and viruses. And they give the bulletproof vest that don't stop anything. It actually injects you with these overall physical body and spiritual killers. And so it's all hand in hand. It's all a part of this whole thing. It's cures, health care, not health cures. And it's going to continue to have a strong impact in our demise until we stop utilizing it. One thing I want to correlate this with that's very important. There's an article out of Oil and I posted there from oilprice.com, and it says Iranians are turning to the U.S. dollar to offset sanctions. And I think this is real important. It goes right along with the Venezuelan story. Here's why it goes along. Check this out. In a development that must be hard to stomach for political elites in Tehran, many Iranians are turning to the U.S. dollar to offset the impacts of sanctions and a floundering economy, the Wall Street Journal reported on Tuesday. Steep plunge in the value of the rial, the Iranian currency, has led to the spike in demand for U.S. dollars. In recent months, the Iranian seeks safer assets. Let me stop there. One, the U.S. dollar is not an asset. Another misnomer that they want to trick you with. But not only is this happening in Iran, it's actually happening in all of the emerging economies that are being attacked. They are all running into, in some form or way, the citizenry of those countries are running into the overall protection of the U.S. dollar. And many would say, well, that's a good thing, right? No, it's a setup. It's a complete setup. Complete setup. And I'm going to tell you how that setup is going to harm everyone here. So the article goes on. On Tuesday, one U.S. dollar brought 100,000 rials compared to 43,000 rials in January. When the Iranian president took power in 2013, a dollar brought 36,000 rials, according to CNBC reports. Unfortunately, the average citizen Iran currency devaluation has been a continuous problem since the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution, when $1 brought 70 rial. Now they're up to 36. They went up to 36,000, went up to 43,000. Now it's 107,000. Can you imagine where it's going to go? It's going to keep going. It's going to follow that same path as what? Venezuela. And what are they going to say? We are being economically attacked, just like Venezuela says, by our adversaries. And who's the adversary? The U.S. Recent Iranians have been flooding local banks to acquire dollars, so much that the exchange has been forced to shut their doors to prevent long and chaotic lines. There you go. Here's how you attack the people. Get them caught off guard. Get them caught unprepared. So that when it happens, they'll have to be in long lines, and they'll be begging and fighting for the little crumbs that'll be there, and they'll be told to do what? They'll go back to the overall school mentality of you stand in line, one after another. You see how strong that indoctrination is? Meaning you don't prepare, you stand in line. You don't think for yourself. You let someone tell you what you should be thinking. You don't discern anything. The news and propaganda apparatus will tell you what to think, who to vote for, who you support, what organizations you join, what culture you'll actually invoke and support in your life, who you are. The overall apparatus, the propaganda apparatus has now redefined you as to who you are for their benefit. The problem from the Iranian government is mounting as average citizens fed up with both a weak economy and a plunging currency has taken to the streets in several cities across the country in protest. Why do you think that's happened? Because there are going to be provocateurs is going to make sure that happened, because this is all how you get things to be destabilized globally, so that there will be the overall perfect opportunity for the depopulation apparatus to go into place known as war. Article goes on. How bad are things? The situation is getting so bad that the celebrity figurehead president was summoned by the Iranian parliament on Tuesday for the first time ever to explain the country's worsening economic crisis. The embattled leader is under pressure to reshuffle the government amidst economic turmoil that sees little sign of relief. What do you think that they're going to be deciding there? They're going to come out with, we know who's doing this. We need to do what? We need to do what Japan did. But this time we'll have more support and more capabilities than what the Japanese did in World War II. We are going to have to attack. Because if we don't attack, the people will do what to us? They will attack us. So what are we going to do? We're going to turn that fury and that anger under nationalism against the overall who we're going to tell them that is where this is coming from. And what does that do? That gets all sides to be just as what celebrity figurehead Trump said, violence is coming. It's codified language. And they're telling you what they're going to do, the environment and climate that they're going to create at your expense. And here's why this is so critical. See, the Iranian people are running to the dollar for a safe haven. The reason why they could do that right now, because the overall dollar has strengthened globally. Because they're doing this against all of the currencies of all emerging markets. The emerging economies' currencies are being attacked, so they are weakening. So the U.S. dollar is strengthening. And you would say, well, that's good for the U.S., right? No, that's absolutely the worst thing for you. Here's why it's the worst for you. No one is going to be able to afford to trade with you. And your trade deficit is going to get even greater. Means the overall goods and services that you have been accustomed to are going to be more expensive and less available. This is the opposite side of the overall economic parts of sanctioning. When the U.S. sanctions people, they're actually sanctioning you. When they sanction countries, they're actually sanctioning you. They don't tell you that they're sanctioning you, but who is going to be the burden bearer of all of those sanctions is not going to be them. It's just like war. Have you ever seen one government get killed in war? No, but you've seen their so-called citizens and their soldiers die in complete genocidal slaughter. Look at the worst genocides throughout the overall world. That overall organization, that corporation of that country still exists and is thriving and doing well, but the people aren't. Because that's who the real target of all of these things are. Here's what I want to say to you all, to get this point to you all. Right now, the U.S. dollar is strong, which is the worst thing in the world for you. Because the U.S. dollar is what they've taught you to be actually addicted to. And the adverse side of that is that no one will be able to trade with you. No one will want to actually get exploited by that overall trade. But the biggest thing is that the U.S. now still has the overall economic wherewithal, because there's only one economic system right now. But the rest of the world has said, well, we're going to end that too. We're going to develop our own. Why are they going to develop their own? Because they know that there's going to be a crisis of necessity that's going to come up that is going to hurt the people, and they're going to be calling on the governments to fix the problem. And guess what their problem fixture is going to be? Hey, this crisis was caused by us having this one system known as the SWIFT system, and having one country and a protectivism state, this all codified language, to say that they dictate all of the overall financial policy. So guess what? We don't do that anymore. We don't give them that type of influence. We go out on our own, and we're going to allow them to do what? Have a playground with no one to play with, and let them starve on what they really don't have. See, pretty soon they won't want dollars, because they're going to say even this is not being enough, because there's capital controls in our countries. We can't get that. Well, what can we get? All of the countries around the world are going to start backing their currency with gold, and that's going to change the temporary and the appearance that they are going to get leverage. But that's not going to give them leverage, because it's still going to be currency. But what they will do is this, is they need assets. Assets will have to be traded for assets, so they will collateralize everything. And the U.S. is sanctioning everyone through tariffs. And when you have tariff sanctions, guess what? They are saying your assets can't move. You can't monetize your assets. And what are the countries of the world going to say? Well, if we can't monetize our assets, our citizens will starve, and then they will have revolt, and they will actually have violence against us. So what we'll do is we'll just all just say, hey, who this real problem is. And everybody's going to give up the dollar, and all those dollars are going to come back. When the U.S. dollars come back to the U.S., what will you use to protect yourself, just like the Iranians are having to protect themselves from their currency? See, the key is that currencies fail. Not some of them, all of them fail. Because they're what? Indebtedness. And when you're indebted, you get omitted from what? The overall asset market, what you need to sustain yourself. So it's going to come back here. And it's going to come back here with such a momentum, it's going to be one of the greatest tsunamis of malinvestment and disengagement and relationship severing. The rest of the world is going to sever its relationships with the U.S. and the overall tsunami effect of that economically, geopolitically, socially. That overall tsunami is going to come back and it's going to crash right into the corporation known as the United States and all of this citizenry that are nationalized under that banner. And there won't be one partner to trade with, one partner that will want to do business, one partner that will do business under the terms that that the overall U.S. economy needs to be able to do what? Maintain its quality of life and standard of living that it had when it was exploiting everyone in the world. They'll let you in. They'll let you in under their terms. No. You can't exploit us no more. We're going to be exploiting you. As a matter of fact, you need to first pay back everything that you, with interest, that you've taken from us. And if you don't, remember, everything you have is mortgage. You're going to go into receivership. We're going to repossess everything you own. And this is all going to happen in a very quick, methodical path. It sounds like an oxymoron, quick, methodical, but it will be just that. And it's unfolding as we speak now. Listen, when we come back, I want to put this into full concept before we get out of here, and the importance of why you need to be preparing and some of the things you should be doing. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
You must be muted, Dave. We don't hear you.
Oh, I sure did. Sorry about that. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And so we were looking at different things in Venezuela, now in Iran, and all of the emerging markets, basically the emerging markets are all of the emerging economies that have resources that are absolutely in against the overall protectivism of the United States, make America great. They're more into a multilateral instead of a bilateral agreement. Basically, they don't want the U.S. to control them anymore and to tax them and to exploit them. So they're signing multilateral bilateral trades among different countries on their own currencies and their own resources. And nothing more. Everyone that's doing that now has become a threat to the overall sustainable or the necessary methodology of the U.S.'s wealth. The U.S. can only be wealthy by taking people through indebtedness. And how do they do it? Through their currency, through their military, through their geopolitical influence, by force and by fear. And when that force and that fear is no longer capable of doing it, the U.S. will be relegated to what its, the corporation of the U.S. will be relegated to what its true intrinsic value is. And that is omission, because it's indebted. It's lost all of its resources. Just as you and I, if we are indebted, we have more liabilities than we have assets. The omission of your overall financial existence in the man's economy and the ecosystem equally go in the same direction. You go to zero. And the reason why we go to zero in the ecosystem is because we don't rely on real money. We've decided to go into indebtedness instead of to go into savings. We decided not to accumulate and to use and engage as medium of exchange in real money. We decided to use cash, which is not real money. It's fool's gold. We decided fake over real. We've decided man over great creator. We've decided servitude over sovereignty. And how that process has been, has actually been indoctrinated through us and through domestication under false pretenses. We've been lied to. Through magic, we believe something that is not true. And it's very dangerous. One of the things that, how this is all continues to accumulate is that the rest of the world, right, the rest of the world under this stage, these early stages of the death of the U.S. empire, right now the overall dollar has strength in other countries. It even has strength here in everyone should be using, and that's what they're using for in other countries. See, they understand the true things with the U.S. dollar in a lot of these countries. They realize, okay, it's a form of currency that I can use to get assets. So what do? I need to take that currency and get assets and get out of that. See, we haven't got that yet because we haven't been hit with a crisis yet. We haven't been hit with a crisis strong enough to shake us into a fundamental truth of how our economy works. An economy works from a basic fundamental truth. If more liabilities over assets means you're bankrupt. The overall liabilities haven't exploded into bankruptcy yet. Even though, think about it, how hard it is to maintain your quality of life and standard of living, and you haven't been sanctioned by other nations yet. Your overall currency hasn't gone through complete hyperinflation implosion by design yet. It will, guaranteed 100%, it will. I darn near could pull a date on when that would happen, but I would never do that, because you know what happens is that people try to hold the truth to a date while they let a lie take its time. How do you know that this is guaranteed? Well, one of the sustaining one of the things that substantiate and validates this overall demise is France. And watch what's going to happen in France and in Germany. There are going to be destabilizing events. Some will be by acts of terror, some will be sanctions, some will be this. It'll be a multifaceted attack that France now will be placed under with Germany. But France is the key. When the French celebrity figurehead said that he has held talk with his Finnish counterpart in discussing a number of issues, including strategic relationship. What a strategic relationship, economically and militarily, and trade, cultural. And who have they, what have they decided? The article out of Sputnik said, it is in our interest. What does the word interest mean, ladies and gentlemen? It means profit. It means asset profit, not cash profit. Cash can never bring you a profit. It only indebtens you even further. Interest can only really truly be paid off of an asset. It is in our interest. Or it is in our profit for the EU to have a strategical relationship with Turkey. Why they say Turkey? Because the US is economically attacking Turkey right now. Turkey is critical for the overall pipeline of natural gas and the money of natural gas and the money of oil going through Iran into Turkey, into Syria, into the Caspian, into Russia, into Europe. It is in our interest for the EU to have a strategic relationship with Turkey, as well as with Russia, that brings stability. What are they saying? The relationship that they have with the United States and upholding the overall policies and procedures of the United States is bringing global instability to them and all that they have aligned with in profit. That will, in the long term, bring a more strength and cohesive, Macron said in the press conference. According to the French president, Europe can no longer rely on the United States for security. Read that again. According to the French president, Europe can no longer rely on the United States for its security. France should build a strategic partnership with Russia and Turkey. Let me add a couple of others. Iran, China, Germany, Brazil, India, South Africa, Venezuela, Korea, the unified Koreas, both North and South, Pakistan, Mexico, the UK, and Canada, Australia, Japan, all of the nations other than Israel and the United States. They said it right here. And one of the things when they start saying things is because they plan on events to substantiate and validate what they said as being relevant and necessary. See, the key to politically controlling people is that you have to tell them some things before you do it, then you do it, and it makes you look like a prophet. And then the people think that they need you. France is talking about becoming a military aggressor against the U.S. with Russia and all of its allies and all of the consortium of nations that have already deemed that it's time for the U.S. empire to go. It's much more prevalent and is much more obvious to us now than it was 10 years ago. Even our lying eyes can see it now. But the thing about it is that our spiritual discernment told us this upon our birth. And as we started to grow and everything else, we knew everything that we were being taught was a lie. But the key is, were we going to accept it and go along with it? And then once we accept it and start going along with it, our overall discernment of it became ineffective. We squandered. And every talent and ability that the great creator gives you as money, when you don't use it or you squander it, you lose it. The overall ability is omitted from you. Never wasted. It's very important that we discern these things and properly align ourselves with real sustainable necessities so that we're not relying upon the profits of government for us to be the fools of the clown's war. So it's always up to us. It's always up to you. We can just bring you the information. I definitely think, and as I say always before, this needs to be a conversation piece with your families, your intimate family and your intimate friends that you know that would never do you any harm. What I mean by do you any harm is not that they would just do you harm physically, but when things go awry, will they change up on you? Because now they hurt, they hungry. And it brings out, I'm going to tell you, people go from civilized to feral very quickly. Having resources and not having resources will always give you a glimpse of a person's character. But one of the things about the great creator is that money is transferable. The key is you have to first be able to recognize it. And if you do recognize it, it will come. I suggest that you get with your family. Develop an overall plan that will give you a hedge of protection. And I would say that hedge of protection should always be based around the great creator sustainable abilities, opportunities, created money. It's all there. It's just that, will you actually engage in it? Will you do it? What excuses will you give to do it, adverse to excuses you will give not to do it? If we're excuse orientated, if we're procrastinators and everything else, what excuse will you give to protect yourself compared to excuse to give not to protect yourself? However it is that you need to motivate yourself to put yourself in a position. Do you think the people in Iran, the ones that didn't grow up under this system, did you think that they had clues that this was coming and now has lasted for generations, is going to do that here as well? You have an opportunity to do something before, because the individuals that get born into this system afterwards, it becomes even more, it's more difficult to psychologically penetrate and spiritually penetrate their need to disengage for the first generation. But after the pain has been so brutal, that overall and natural instinct of discernment, they're able to tell a lie. They're lying to us like they've been lying to us because we've been adversely affected to us in a way that we can see. Before your family has to see that we should have been doing something, you're going to have to discern that you need to be doing something. Before it comes to your eyes, it has to first come to your spirit, because that's where your true intrinsic value is. That's where your true ability is. That's where your will lies. It's nothing for you to be afraid of, but it's every reason to prepare. You know what you're truly, truly working with. Take a true assessment. Take a true assessment of who, what, when, where, and why. Who you are, where you are. When can you do things? Why should you do them? And you'll find that you can respond to everything right now. The relentless human spirit is what you should be using. Very important. One of the things that you can do, you can move into a very strong position of advantage with many. You can have deep penetration into sustainability with many. But it first has to start with the fast ignitement. It has to be quickly ignited by you, and that can only be done alone. You're gonna have to light the fuse and do it, and continuously do it. It should be your lifestyle. It should not be a date on a calendar. You're doing it because of this. That should be the initial enlightenment, but then the broad scope of things, you would realize that it's not something that's just one or two events. I'm working against an energy force and a culture that continues to prevail. Until it doesn't, I need to always be prepared and never scared. Okay, everyone, we're gonna get out of here. It's never goodbye, as always. We'll see you later. As I always say, make sure that you give away a fortune before you ask for one. And much love and much respect. Great Creator willing, we'll be back tomorrow. And please, light the fuse. It's not about one event, two events. It's not about the overall, the fall of the empire of the U.S. It's not about that. What it really is about the overall prevailing winds of destruction that continue to blow. We're going to have to do things differently. So until then, all the best to you all. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.